Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Tony Villante, Chief Human Resource Officer and Executive Vice President at the U.S. Postal Service. Also joining us in our conversation is Bill Takis, IBM's U.S. Postal Service industry leader. Tony, could you elaborate on your strategy to create and cultivate a culture of excellence and performance within the Postal Service?
As I talked about earlier, a lot of our strategy deals with our people. You know, I've continually talked about performance, and we're trying to build performance and excellence into everything we do, and it's really important that you build it in your people processes. You know, one of the things that we did in our pay for performance is we eliminated a finish line mentality. And what I mean by a finish line mentality is if you set a goal at a certain rate, once that rate is met, you know, you've met the goal and the game is kind of over. You know, what we've gone to is a continuous improvement. So if you meet the goal, the game's not over. You can continue improving and being rewarded for it. So as people come in and work through their careers in the Postal Service, a lot of these things are going to be emphasized, have been emphasized, and will be emphasized stronger. But to me, the strategy is through your people. It's through their performance. And let me just say this about our employees. We have one of the best groups of employees, but they're very proud in the job that they do for the American public, for the United States. They just do an outstanding job. I think it's recognized in every community. So that just shows you that our employees want to be excellent, and they want to be perform, and they want to perform for everyone, and they've done a great job. So it's inherent in our company. We've just got to find ways to refine it and bring it out. And I think a critical part of that strategy is to do it through our people processes.
So, Tony, as you sort of look down the road, and we talked a lot about the changing demographics of the workforce and the needs of these of this new generation, how do you envision the Postal Service's human capital needs evolving over the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years? But more importantly, how do you envision your office evolving to meet these changes?
I see the Postal Service human capital needs evolving in a number of ways. We're going to still need a large number of employees. We're still going to deliver and process and transport mail. But as we've talked earlier, the focus is going to continue on our customer and our performance to our customer. So we're going to look at our human capital needs, and we're going to start building that in much earlier in the process, and we're going to look for people that have the competencies and are compatible to that philosophy. It's very important to match your workforce to what your customer needs, and we're looking for people who can be compatible with that and will do that. My office, I think we've started the recruitment office. The talent management is very critical. We're starting our journey into the next generation after the baby boomers, getting prepared for that. We're going to be changing some of our organization. Our design will change, but our focus is going to be on talent management. It's going to be on our people, and we're going to find best ways to do that. We'll be adjusting as we are today, and we'll adjust in the future on a lot of the things that we do that will make us successful there. So we see an evolution. You know, we're involved in the evolution right now. We're doing a number of things along with Human Capital Enterprise, online recruitment, online hiring, a lot of web-based processes, as well as creating organizations to focus on that need in the future within human resources. So, you know, we've started the journey, so to speak, and we need to continue it. But, you know, every day, I guess it's a new part of the journey lays out for you. What do we need to do next? And, you know, what's critical? We have to focus on a lot of skilled positions like our IT, our accounting, our safety and health. There's a lot of required skills within the Postal Service. And we're learning how to do that, and we're doing it better and better. And I just think it's, like you said, it's an evolutionary process, and we're going to be building and working towards that over the next 3 to 5 years.
I know that Computer World magazine recently placed the Postal Service on its list of the top 2006 top 100 places to work in for IT professionals. And given such wonderful recognition, could you tell us a little bit about what emerging technologies that you see that hold the most promise for improving the management of human resources within the Postal Service? And in particular, how do you intend to sustain that recognition going forward?
As far as the emerging technologies, as I spoke earlier about our Human Capital Enterprise project, you know, we have that infrastructure that put in place now, and that's an SAP infrastructure that we utilize. So we're looking at capitalizing on that. I think that technology is going to allow us to have all our human resources information in one infrastructure, and it's going to be easier to use that across functional lines. We're going to be able to get much greater participation in employee and management self-service. That's very critical for us. And I think a lot of the other opportunities that we have is just to automate processes. We'll have significant improvement in the time that it takes to perform processes that are critical to the Postal Service. You know, I think, you know, as you said, Computer World recognized the Postal Service. We have a great IT department in the Postal Service. There's so many opportunities in so many areas. There's a very diverse opportunity for employees in IT within all our functions. We're becoming a much more IT-savvy organization. So I just think we're going to sustain that recognition. And part of the way you're going to sustain it, it's going to become much more critical to the core business of the Postal Service, that type of IT skill, as well as all the administrative support function areas. I mean, that's where we're going. We're going to focus on better information, better use of data. I think that's just – it's going to be a tremendous opportunity for IT people in the future, and it's going to be an interesting and good place to work.
Now, Tony, you earlier touched lightly on the potential retirement wave within the Postal Service. Given that approximately 68% of the current postal career executive service will be eligible to retire in 2010, what plans are in place to mitigate a potential shock?
You know, the eligibility is based on meeting the criteria for either civil service or FERS, but our average employee works 3 years beyond that. So we're looking at a period of time, say, from this year to 2013. And in our planning process, I spoke about succession planning. I spoke about the implementation of moving that type of a process into the next level below in managers. We've identified we have a very comprehensive succession planning. I mean, this executive corps succession planning is done by the Postmaster General. It's done by the top officer in the organization. He dedicates time over a two-week period every 2 years and just talks about all these people in their current positions and what their opportunities are for the future, what their strengths and weaknesses are in the future, how are we going to develop people. And then we earmark people for development and in areas of opportunities that their managers think that they'll be able to perform in the future. So we spend a lot of time doing that. We're reaching farther down in the organization, and we have a good pool, a good bench right now. But we know that you can't rest on your laurels, so we're looking for the bench behind the bench. And we want to build that bench up stronger. So 2 years from now, as this bench depletes, we're going to be moving people into that bench and then backfilling them in behind. So it's an ongoing process. You have to recognize employees are going to retire, employees are going to move on. So you need a solid group of people behind them. And it's our job to make sure they have the right experiences, the right educational opportunities, and a good understanding of the organization, and that their leadership skills are honed so they can step into these positions. Now, this is something we've been doing for a number of years. In a large organization like the Postal Service, the advantage you have is you have so many people working for you, and you have a great pool of people. It's management's job to go out and develop them to make sure they're ready. And we're really going into this area with eyes wide open, knowing what the challenges are and whatnot. But there's a lot of focus and dedication from the top of the house down, not to be find that we're short when it comes time to fill these vacancies. So we're going to have those benches built.
Great. Tony, at the top of the hour, you told us just a wonderful story of how you got started at the Postal Service. And obviously, you've had a very successful career. So what advice would you give to someone who perhaps is thinking about a career in public service or perhaps is looking at the Postal Service?
Well, I think the best advice I can give someone is to take the opportunity, come into the to an organization like the Postal Service. It's just a tremendous amount of opportunity. It's a, you know, it has the disadvantages and advantages of being a large organization. I've learned so much and I've met so many people from across the country and work with such a diverse group of people. And it's made me develop and it's helped me grow as a manager and a leader. And I'm not sure I would have got that anywhere else than what I've got in the Postal Service. You know, I spoke earlier about the pride in the Postal Service and the, you know, the dedication of our employees. That's kind of unique to the Postal Service, and it's really, you know, it's an organization you want to be part of. It's a postal family, we call it. And it's, you know, it just adds to your work experience to be in an environment like that. But, you know, my father told me this when he talked me into taking the test for the Postal Service that summer when I was enjoying the beach more than work. He said, you know, if you go to the Postal Service, you do your job, you'll have opportunities to get ahead if you want to get ahead. You'll have a good job if you don't want to get ahead and you just want to perform the job that you have. But it's all up to you. You're in it. You have an opportunity, and basically you could make your choices and go as far as you want in the Postal Service depending on, you know, your initiative and your energy. So I look at it as it's a great place to work from that perspective. I think we just offer a lot, and, you know, it's very comparable in a lot of areas, benefits, retirement. It's just great. It's just a great place to work, and I'm proud of my career and being part of the Postal Service.
That's wonderful advice. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Bill and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the Postal Service.
Yeah, let me just wrap up by saying thank you. I'm very happy that I had this opportunity to speak. And just for the listeners, if anybody wants to learn more about the Postal Service, about our products, about what we offer, you can go to usps.com. And you'll have an opportunity to look at a lot of different things that we offer and get a lot of information about the Postal Service. So once again, let me thank everyone for giving me this opportunity.
Great. Thank you very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Tony Villante, Chief Human Resource Officer and Executive Vice President at the United States Postal Service. My co-host has been Bill Takis, IBM's Postal Service industry leader. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.